Welcome to Tech Mobility Topics.
That necessary ingredient that makes all things spreadable. Yeah, from toothpaste to ice cream, believe it or not. And it's a commodity that contributes the most to the loss of the tropical forest. This has grave implications for the planet. Palm oil. Bet you've probably never heard of palm oil. But then again, there's probably a lot of chemicals you haven't heard of if you haven't taken the time to read the ingredient list of some of the stuff that you use every day. They use palm oil, one, because it's cheap, and two, because it gives the necessary ability to make things that are not spreadable, spreadable. However, where they get this stuff from is a problem. Let me explain how this works. Right now, you're talking about getting palm oil primarily from the Far East, primarily from Indonesia. Okay, not a problem. Where they're getting it is in the forests of some of those dense forests on the planet. You've heard of the Amazon, and you've heard maybe you've had an understanding why the Amazon forest is so brutally important to the planet. I'll explain it like this. Those type of dense, unspoiled forests are a big, what they call, carbon sink in the world. These large forests suck carbon out of the air, the trees, the plants. They use it. They absorb it. They take it out and they release oxygen. Very simple biology. Very simple photosynthesis. Very simple the way the planet works. Trees are probably one of the tools in the arsenal we can use to combat climate change. Why? Because not only does it take in carbon dioxide, which we're trying to get rid of, but releases oxygen, clean air that we need. This is where palm oil comes in. Just so happens, these environments are perfect for planting the plants necessary to harvest palm oil. And what they're doing is called deforestation. They are burning, otherwise eliminating, cutting down broad tracts of forest in order to produce palm oil. We won't even talk about the pollution that's happening as they're burning the forest to make room for it. And these large, what they call, palm oil plantations, they're thousands of acres. It's a problem because as the world gets more and more sophisticated, the demand for palm oil continues to go up. As that demand goes up, it gives these folks financial incentive to decimate forests by the thousands of acres. And that has grave implications for the planet. This conclusion is based on a new analysis by Global Witness, an environmental watchdog organization, and Trace, a nonprofit that analyzes supply chains. Second place, cattle products, particularly from Brazil and Australia. Third place, Colombian coffee, a big footprint too. Not ready to give up my coffee yet. Issues. Researchers looked at import data and deforestation rates and found that palm oil bought by Americans may have caused 103,000 acres of deforestation, mostly in Indonesia. 103,000 acres that is no longer absorbing carbon and releasing oxygen. 103,000 acres. That's half the size of New York City, if you're keeping track. And they believe that is a low estimate because it doesn't count all the imports of manufactured products that contain palm oil. This is what they could measure. And this didn't just start. This has been a problem for a long time. And there's been a lot of progress towards reducing the amount of deforestation in Indonesia and elsewhere. But as usual, guess what happened? The pandemic. And as a result, the demand for palm oil skyrocketed. The price of palm oil skyrocketed. And after years and years and years of starting to win the battle at the reduction of deforestation in order to stabilize the planet, it went the other way. It matters. Deforestation anywhere is terrible for the climate and biodiversity. The humid forests of the tropics store a quarter, 25% of all terrestrial carbon on the planet, regulate rain patterns across the world, and are home to a huge share of the planet's animal and plant species. Do you know what happens when, in order to clear these very dense forests, they burn them? What happens when you burn them? What gets released into the atmosphere? You ready? Carbon. Carbon. The very things that they have sequestered in the living plants and everything gets released by burning to clear these, turn these into fields, to what? To generate palm oil plantations. $103,000 acres. That's just the amount of palm oil bought by Americans. That's just us. 5% of the population of the world. That's just us. 103,000 acres. What's being done about this? There is a growing move for manufacturers, food manufacturers, cosmetic manufacturers, anybody that uses palm oil in the manufacture of their product, to develop systems to certify what they call sustainable palm oil. What is that? Palm oil that is grown or produced sustainably without major deforestation efforts. They found a way to produce it without basically taking a big chunk of the forest in order to clear a field in order to do it. That's what they're talking about right here. Fortunately, there are several loopholes in at least Indonesian law that allow deforestation associated with palm oil to continue. Permits that were issued before the moratorium are still being used. The policy didn't protect many biodiverse forests because they've been logged already in the past. And many countries are still buying palm oil without checking to see if it's deforestation free. And now, several investigations have revealed companies secretly circumventing sustainability initiatives to continue to profit from deforestation. Unfortunately, as always, it gets down to money. It always gets down to money. This one particular time, the European Union isn't starting to enforce a law it passed last year that blocks imports of commodities associated with recent deforestation. China is taking steps in the same direction, signing an agreement with Brazil to stop illegal trade that fuels deforestation. And believe it or not, here in the good old U.S. of A., senators reintroduced a bill last year to stop imports from illegally deforested areas, although, surprise, surprise, it hasn't gained traction. People, we need to do everything we can do to reduce the impact of climate change. This is one small but important step. Half the size of New York City in order to get palm oil for the materials that we use, the foods that we enjoy. Is it worth it? That's the question. We are the Tech Mobility Show. To learn more about the Tech Mobility Show, start by visiting our website. Hi, I'm Ken Chester, host of the Tech Mobility Show. The website is a treasure trove of information about me and the show, as well as where to find it on the radio across the country. Keep up with the happenings at the Tech Mobility Show by visiting techmobility.show. That's techmobility.show. You can also drop us a line at talk@techmobility.show. Did you know that Tech Mobility has a YouTube channel? Hi, I'm Ken Chester, host of the Tech Mobility Show. Each week, I upload a few short videos of some of the hot topics that I cover during my weekly radio program. I've designed these videos to be informative and entertaining. It's another way to keep up on current mobility and technology news and information. Be sure to watch, like, and subscribe to my channel. That's the Tech Mobility Show on YouTube. Check it out!
Are you tired of juggling multiple apps and platforms for meetings, webinars, and staying connected? Look no further than AONMeetings.com, the all-in-one browser-based platform that does it all. With AON Meetings, you can effortlessly communicate with clients, host virtual meetings and webinars, and stay in touch with family and friends, all in one place and for one price. Here's the best part. You can enjoy a 30-day free trial. It's time to simplify your life and boost your productivity. AONMeetings.com, where innovation meets connection. Get started today and revolutionize the way you communicate.
Social media is the place to be these days, and we're no exception. I'm Ken Chester of the Tech Mobility Show. If you enjoy my program, then you will also enjoy my weekly Instagram videos. From the latest vehicle reviews to timely commentary on a variety of mobility and technology-related topics, these short features are designed to inform and delight you. Be sure to watch, like, and follow us on Instagram. You can find us by typing the Tech Mobility Show in the search bar.